This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The National Weather Service calls it dangerous, that heat wave that will peak across the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic through the weekend. New York dog walker Belle Williams.
It's very hard for me to, like, feel okay. Like, I'm just constantly wiping my forehead and trying to stay in the shade for the most part. And, like, with the dogs, I'll bring, like, a cold water bottle just in case, like, the water provided at the park isn't enough.
It'll be in the 90s in New York City today. The temperature could approach 100 in Washington over the weekend. Ukraine is wrestling with rolling power blackouts, but it's not the heat. The AP's Charles de Ledesma's got this.
Ukraine, including the capital Kyiv, is struggling to cope with a new wave of rolling blackouts caused by Russian attacks. During daytime, entire districts of the capital are disconnected from the power grid to save energy. Residents and businesses are adapting, using generators, power banks and flashlights, and even recalculating their bathroom visits. Heavy damage inflicted to the country's power system has left millions feeling uncertain about Ukraine's ability to meet the national electricity demand after the warm weather conditions are over and the weather turns cold. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The cybersecurity firm Kaspersky is denying that it's a security threat after the Commerce Department banned the use of its software in the U.S. The company's based in Moscow. Its CEO is Russian. The Commerce Department points out the company's obligation to abide by Russian laws and decisions. President Biden's prepping for Thursday night's presidential candidates debate with Donald Trump. Former President Trump's allies are pushing him to stay focused on his governing plans, but they expect he'll face questions about his legal troubles. Both sides agree on this. The political stakes could not be higher. Fans are remembering the actor Donald Sutherland, who has died at the age of 88 after a long illness. This is AP News. Longtime Donald Trump ally Steve Bannon supposed to report to prison by July 1st.
In a 2-1 vote, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit has rejected Steve Bannon's bid to stay out of prison while he fights his conviction for defying a congressional subpoena. The Trump ally is supposed to report to prison by July 1st to begin serving a 4-month sentence for contempt of Congress. Bannon was convicted on 2 counts, one for refusing to sit for a deposition with the House January 6th committee that investigated the Capitol riot, and the other for refusing to provide documents related to his involvement in Trump's efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. Bannon's lawyers say the case raises serious legal questions that will likely need to be resolved by the Supreme Court. But prosecutors say he's asking for special treatment that doesn't conform with the principle of equal justice under the law. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.